Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, "Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world." It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, I realize some of you will hear this program on Palm Sunday and others throughout the week. But no matter when or where you hear this program, Palm Sunday and Easter are historical events that happened 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem. And oh, what an exciting week this was 2,000 years ago in Israel. History tells us that the Passover pilgrims coming to Jerusalem had heard about Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead, and they were convinced that Jesus was indeed the Messiah who had been prophesied by Isaiah hundreds of years ago. Well, the Apostle John writes, "When they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him and cried out, 'Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Well, they were quoting the ancient words of King David from Psalm 118, announcing their Messiah. So too for us, these thousands of years later, churches around the world are decorated with palm branches in remembrance of that wonderful, triumphal entrance of Jesus, our Messiah, as he rode the donkey down the streets of Jerusalem, and the people shouted, "Hosanna, Hosanna." But even though the people in Jerusalem weren't aware of it on Palm Sunday, the coming week would end up being horrific, with Jesus dying on the cross in only 6 days. I wonder, is this year a difficult year for you to rejoice, to sing the songs of Easter and wave the palm branches? Well, take heart. Our Messiah Jesus has a message of hope and help for you too. Let this song touch your heart as you hear what Jesus did for you. Here is Vern Jackson singing the Via Della Rosa.
Down the Via Dolorosa in Jerusalem that day, the soldiers tried to clear the narrow streets, but the crowds pressed in to see the man condemned to die on Calvary. He was bleeding from a beating. There were stripes upon his back, and he wore a crown of thorns upon his head. And he bore with every step the scorn of those who cried out for his death. Down the Via Dolorosa, called the Way of Suffering, like a lamb came the Messiah, Christ the King. But he chose to walk that road out of his love for you and me. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary. Down the Via Dolorosa in Jerusalem that day, the soldiers tried to clear the narrow streets, but the crowds pressed in to see the man condemned to die on Calvary.
Just before the song, I was talking about the incredible joy and the triumphant entry of Jesus in Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, with all of the people waving palm branches. Well, the week certainly escalated, didn't it? From that Sunday, with everyone shouting Hosanna, to 6 days later, Jesus is being tried in an unlawful trial and then hung on the cross. Just as each one of you have a choice in how you respond to this program, Psalms of Hope, you also have a choice in how you will respond to Jesus Christ, the Messiah. The Bible tells us of the reaction of the two thieves who were also hung on a cross on each side of Jesus. One thief saw the incredible love Jesus had, and he wanted to experience that kind of love and forgiveness too. And so he said to Jesus, "Remember me." And Jesus looked at him with eyes of love and compassion and replied, "You will be with me in paradise." But what about this second thief who rejected Jesus? He knew he was facing death too. And just like the other thief, he was participating in the greatest event that ever happened in history, but he was oblivious to it. He was right next to the Savior of the world, yet he refused him. Jesus let both of the thieves decide their own fate. How about you? Have you ignored Jesus? Have you rejected Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior of the world? One thief was only minutes away from death and only inches away from his Savior, yet he chose not to accept his salvation. He chose not to accept Jesus, his Savior. Well, you too have a choice in how you respond to Jesus. But oh, how Jesus loves you. He loves you so much, just as you are, that he died for you. Well, I want to play a wonderful song for you about Jesus dying on the cross for you. And as you listen, I hope you'll believe that Jesus died for you too, and ask him to come into your heart. Now here is Carol Roberson singing, "I Believe Jesus Died for Me."
I believe that God made the world, and he even hung the stars. I believe we're living in the days like when Noah built the ark. I believe the story of Moses and how God parted the Red Sea. Oh, but most of all, I believe Jesus died for me. I believe that Joshua led God's children to the promised land. I believe that David killed Goliath with a little sling in his hand. I believe when Daniel was in the lion's den, those lions were gentle as could be. Oh, but most of all, I believe Jesus died for me. But most of all, I believe Jesus died for me. I believe a man will reap just what he sows. I believe the heavenly path is a narrow road. I believe he took the sins of all mankind and nailed them to a rugged tree. Oh, but most of all, I believe Jesus died for me. I believe most of all, I believe Jesus died for me.
Oh, what a wonderful song. I too believe Jesus died for me and for you too. Well, in the event you tuned in late, I'm Samantha Landy. This is the Psalms of Hope program. And today I'm talking about some of the events of Palm Sunday week. In the Old Testament, the Bible tells us that God's presence was mostly experienced just once a year when the high priest entered the Holy of Holies in the temple. Historians say that there was a massive veil separating the Holy of Holies from the rest of the temple. They say this veil was 60 feet long, 30 feet high, and 4 inches thick. 4 inches thick. It was so heavy that it took 300 priests to lift it, and it was so strong that even a team of horses could not rip it apart. Yet, something impossible happened when Jesus died on the cross for us. In Mark 15:37-38, it says, Jesus cried out with a loud voice and breathed his last. Then the veil of the temple was torn in two, from the top down to the bottom. Oh, that 4-inch thick curtain that horses could not rip was torn by God himself from the top down to the bottom. You know, it's so amazing. When God sent his son to die on the cross for you and me, it was the power of God's love that broke through the natural barriers. It was the power released from heaven when God's love ripped the temple veil from the top down to the bottom, just so we could come to him, unhindered by the thick veil. And no longer was it only the priests, and then only once a year, who could enter into God's presence. No, that ripped veil signified that religious traditions or rituals would no longer keep us from God's incredible love. Dear friend, I pray that His awesome love will reveal to you deep in your heart that God loves you so much wherever you are that He sent His Son to die and rise again just for you. So let's listen to that wonderful song, At the Cross, reminding us of what Jesus did for us. Here is Linda Randall singing At the Cross.
At last and dear, my Savior bleed and did my sovereign die. Would He devote that sacred head for such a world as I? At the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Was it for Christ that I had done?
Oh, what a wonderful song. What a blessing to know that Jesus died for me and for you too. But when I think about that Saturday 2,000 years ago, the day after the crucifixion, it had to be the loneliest Saturday in the history of the world for the followers of Jesus. Here was Jesus, the hope of the world, their hope, lying dead in a tomb. Probably no one was out on the streets in Jerusalem. All they would be able to think about were the events of the week before. And yes, they remembered how dark the sky became when Jesus was hanging on the cross, and the frightening earthquake and the ripped veil, wondering what it all meant. Maybe they were in hiding. After all, people knew they were followers of Jesus, and maybe they feared the soldiers would come after them also to crucify them. And some of the disciples must have wondered what kind of fools they had been to follow Jesus, to believe in Him. Maybe He was just another charlatan out to fool the people. And the women, especially the women, must have felt abandoned. For the first time in their lives, in their culture, Jesus, a Jewish man, gave them value and identity. He really cared about them. He really loved them. And who would they turn to now? Well, there's a song that we often sang in my childhood. And when it comes to the third verse, it says, Tell of the cross where they nailed him, writhing in anguish and pain. Tell of the grave where they laid him, but tell how he liveth again. Love in that story so tender, clearer than ever I see. Stay, let me weep while you whisper, love paid the ransom for me. Oh, yes, here's the Continental Singers now singing for you. Tell me the story of Jesus. Hearing and talking about Jesus. Well, Easter Sunday will soon be here, a day of rejoicing not only for us, but it was an incredible day of wonder and rejoicing for the disciples and Mary. I'm going to share with you about the glorious events in the next program, as well as play the triumphant Easter music. You won't want to miss it. Well, some years ago, a minister friend of mine, Reverend Beck from Arizona, wrote in his church letter about reading a notice from the Department of Social Services in a South Carolina county. It read, "Your food stamps will be stopped effective immediately because we received notice that you died. You may reapply if there's a change in your circumstances." You know, it's funny when we hear that, but our circumstances do change when we die if we are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall never die." It's in our journey of faith as we travel toward Easter Sunday that makes a difference in our circumstances. When we die, if we believe, then indeed we just enter a new phase of our journey, a journey of hope, seeing our blessed Lord one day. So let's move toward Easter with great anticipation of the reality of the power of the resurrection. Well, now our time together is over until next week, and even though this may be a busy week for you, I would love it if you would write me this week with your prayer needs and let me know if this program's helping you. And if you can tuck in a little gift of support, that will help so much with the expenses of bringing you this program on your station. So until next week, do tune in, same time, same place. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in the God of Easter, the risen Christ.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.